Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, and her story begins now. St. Rose was born Chernobyl, 1769, France, from wealthy parents who developed a love of politics from an early age. Her father was very involved with the politics of the time, and her mother held a strong Catholic education, dedication to the poor. That is a special combination that through her many battles worked out a great saint. At age 19, St. Rose joined a religious order during the horror of the French Revolution that closed her convent. St. Rose worked to help the poor, continued above ground, while at the same time she supported priests serving underground at the risk of her own life. St. Rose loved children, opening a school for hopeless boys and girls. With the religious order demolished by the evil taking place in France, St. Rose led four religious nuns, joining a new order, the Society of the Sacred Heart. St. Magdalene Sophia Barret, the founder, would become close friends with St. Rose. This relationship only advanced the ambition of St. Rose of going to the new world. Now she began to yearn, serving the American Indians that she was learning about in Louisiana. Finally, at age 49, in 1818, St. Rose made the break for America with four nuns. St. Rose was able to charter a ship heading for the United States, sailing for 11 weeks. With much anticipation and uncertainty, the sisters first landed in New Orleans and made their way up the Mississippi River to St. Louis. Upon reporting to the local bishop, he sent the sisters to St. Charles, Missouri, where at the time was a disappointment for the sisters. Their dream was to work among the Indians. St. Rose set up the first free school for girls west of Mississippi, but with virtually no support, it became a battle for survival. As they weathered the cold and hunger, closing the shop, the sisters made their way to Florence, Missouri, where St. Rose founded the first Catholic Indian school. The sisters found the hard life living on the American frontier, an everyday challenge. There was always the threat of Indian attacks, as the land was yet untamed. There was always concerns where and when the next meal would come from, water, housing, expenses, and even forest fires threatened them. the children also were not easy to handle living on the frontier. St. Rose, at age 72, founded a mission at Sugar Creek, Kansas, among the Potawatomi Indians, and I would eventually be born in Sugar Creek, Missouri, as I grew up among the Potawatomi and Kickapoo Indians. The little band of four nuns and three priests boarded a Missouri River steamboat on June 29, 1841, and headed for Kansas. Upon arriving in Kansas, she was welcomed by 500 Indians in their ceremonial attire. And St. Rose writes, "On reaching here, we were greatly disappointed to find no house ready for us, and we showed our distress. When the steamboat passage was paid, we had scarcely $20 left. The pastor has sent us two fine cows and put at our service a pair of oxen, a good horse, and charrette wagon, a wagon. It will be easy to point a nice, plant a nice vegetable garden. We brought with us a man from St. Louis. He was a carpenter and will help with the manual work. Our baggage has not yet arrived." In 1842, St. Rose wrote her sister, "Congress forced the Potawatomi to move into this region and will pay them an annual sum of money, which, as long as the arrangement lasts, will save them from dire misery. This year, we have seen them making good use of part of their money by buying shoes, shirts, and other articles of clothing, such as white people wear. But the blanket is always an important item in their dress. Christianity changes these unfortunate people so noticeably that a pagan among them can always be identified by its fierce and unkempt appearance. In our school, some dear little girls are beginning to read in their own language, and some in English also. More than 20 have learned to spin quite well. They are, on the whole, very interesting children, but they find it very difficult to stay at the same work for any length of time." And St. Rose wrote of what she witnessed among her work among the Indians. She writes, "I want to add also a few more lines about our good Potawatomi. The Catholic Indians live in a village quite separate from the pagans, who honor the evil spirits in order to ward off harm. Among the Catholics there is no drunkenness, no dancing, no gambling. Every Sunday one sees at least 100 at the Holy Table. At Christmas, 400 received the sacraments. Since last July, about 70 old people have been baptized, and they are all persevering. In the church, the men and women sit on opposite sides and sing hymns in their own language. They do this also at night, and they say the family rosary, each one carrying a pair of beads always." And this is pretty amazing from what St. Rose is saying here. "She is here just to suffer," she says, "for she has aged much in this short time and is sometimes like a little child. She no longer has the fine mind of other days. She is feeble. Her limbs are swollen. Her digestion is poor. I fear she will have a stroke. To tell the truth, we cannot understand how the Father Superior could have insisted on bringing her here. But he said that she would pray for the missions. All she can do at present is pray, sometimes lying for a little while on her bed, and knit stockings. And she wrote to her sister Barrett. St. Rose said, from the tribe, the village, and the Potawatomi, there are no difficulties here except when people worry too much about tomorrow. This tribe, which, like many others, was driven out of Michigan and Indiana by the Americans and is now about half Catholic. Of her work among the Indian children, St. Rose wrote, I left our sisters at Sugar Creek in good health. A little five-room house had been built for us before I left. Many of the children have learned to read, knit, and card wool and spin. Some already knew how to sew when we went there, and they like this kind of work best of all. And the Indians named St. Rose, woman who prays always. There is the testimony that Indian children once sneaked up behind her as she prayed and sprinkled paper bits on her habit. Several hours later, upon coming back to find the paper bits undisturbed. St. Rose served this mission for only 1 year. The Indians grew to love her, where she died on November the 18th, 1852. St. Rose, the holy servant of the Lord, was beatified by Pope Pius XII in 1940 and canonized by Pope St. John Paul II in 1988. And Acts chapter 13, verse 47 says, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the uttermost parts of the earth. And Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. And so we cultivate a very small field for Christ, but we love it, knowing that God does not require great achievements, but a heart that holds back nothing for self. The truest crosses are those we do not choose ourselves. He who has Jesus has everything, said St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. She said, I am where God wills me to be, and so I have found rest and security. His wisdom governs me. His power defends me. His grace sanctifies me. His mercy encompasses me. His joy sustains me. And all will go well with me. St. Rose, Philippine Duchesne. And she said, Jesus, I live for you. I labor for you. I desire only you. You and me, and I in you. You with me, and I with you. You all mine, and I all yours. And St. Rose also said, do not look back to the past, nor forward to the future. Claim only the present, for it holds God's will. And let us bear our cross and leave it to God to determine the length and the weight. He will never let the trial surpass the strength he gives you. And at the very moment you think yourself overwhelmed by sorrow, he will lift you up and give you peace. These are words coming from St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. Cultivate a very small field for Christ, knowing that God does not require great achievements, but a heart that holds back nothing for self. And she said, humility is the virtue that requires the greatest amount of effort. St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. And so, Lord, we thank you for St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, who said, he who has Jesus has everything. I am where God wills me to be, and so I have found rest and security. His wisdom governs me. His power defends me. His grace sanctifies me. His mercy encompasses me. His joy sustains me, and all will go well with me. Strength of character is certainly needed to face life in the world and to stand by right principles, especially in the age of which we live. And so her words are for all time. How truly blessed we shall be if at the price of even very great sacrifices, we shall have made God known and loved by one more soul. Wow. And so, thank you, Lord, for this wondrous saint. And like her, we pray for our priests. You know how it said that she does. She did. She prayed for priests of her time. Well, we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. How important it is for us to pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. And like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips so that he is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their hearts. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And the deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And Lord, we thank you for our priests. We thank you for the sacraments that brings us closer to you. The Eucharist, where you invite us to receive you, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Mass, and where we can go into Eucharistic adoration and spend time with you alone, personally. And we thank you, Lord, for your priests that hear our confessions and forgive us of our sins, and how important that is. When you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. So pray the rosary. Pray the rosary daily, and go to Mass. Go to Mass. And we pray for our children. Lord, we pray for our children. We pray for our families. As the family goes, there goes a nation. When you evangelize young men, you evangelize young families. And when you evangelize young families, you evangelize societies and eventually nations. So, Lord, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church to reach the world with your voice, through our priests and clergy and faithful representatives. So we pray for our priests, we pray for families, and we pray for our children. It is important because so much is being brought up against children today in our society. From public schools, from our government, from the return of ancient paganism. But we need to stand up for our children and we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Oh, glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, we may offer our thanksgiving and respect to the most loving of fathers, in union with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas. And Saint Rose Philippine de Sane. And Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher. Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. And Lord, we thank you for being our children's keeper. You are the shade on our children's right hand. The sun will not strike our children by day, nor the moon by night. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our children from all evil, and that you will keep our children's lives from the time set forth and forevermore. Lord, you are our children's fortress and refuge, and God in whom they can and should put in their trust. We pray that no evil be allowed to befall on our children, no plague will come near their tent. Lord, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, and my refuge, my Savior. You save us from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Father, I pray over the lives of our children and grandchildren and believe that they are protected, directed, and will walk out their perfect callings, and that they will receive greater sensitivity as we help mold them into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of our children. And may we teach them in the way of righteousness, where they will not depart. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. We pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Those who have recently passed from this life, we pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead, those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for those because of what's happening in the Ukraine and what's happening in Israel. We pray for Israel, Lord. We pray for the hostages, that they will be released safely. We pray for the end of Hamas and terrorism there. We pray for peace, Lord. And for those who've recently passed in Syria and Palestine, we pray, Lord. In Revelation chapter 21:4, it says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. And help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. And help them to find peace in this time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling today. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer today. We pray, Lord, for the prodigals. We pray for those who have left and abandoned the Catholic faith. We pray, Lord, Lord, you said you would leave the 99 and to reach out after the ones who've gone astray. And so, Lord, I lift up to you the prodigals. And thank you, Lord, for loving them more than we do. And for bringing them back, working to bring them back, the lost sheep of the fold. And we thank you, Lord, for all the good blessings that you give us out of love for us. And we continue our stand in the gap. Lord, we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And so we pray for our America, Lord. We pray for our police officers and our first responders, our EMTs, and our nurses and doctors. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in seminary, Lord, those who are looking to become priests. We pray for them as they seek you, Lord, and your call. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for those who have been ill. We pray for those who are in the hospitals, Lord, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And Lord, we pray for the elderly. Father, we pray that you would soften your hearts to our elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray, Lord, for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today. For all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. And we pray for those, Lord, who are held bound by addictions. And we pray, Lord, for deliverance from those addictions. And we pray, Lord, that people will seek you with a new heart. And create in me, Lord, a clean heart, O God. And Lord, I offer you my whole self. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. And I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. And we thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that you love us this much, that you were knelt to the cross and lifted high. You loved us this much.
like I missed you long ago. Not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you've sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross. Keep holding.
And you love us this much, Lord, and you lift us up. You lift us up, Lord, because of your love.
And my heart burdened me.
For loving me and showing me mercy. Thank you for forgiving me in the sacrament of confession. And ladies and gentlemen, when you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins that you confess and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. And you're given a judgment in the confessional, a judgment of mercy. And this judgment our Lord will honor when you stand before him one day to face his eternal justice. And he will honor that mercy. And so great of love he has for us, so great is our reward. And thank you, Lord. You found me.
I couldn't make it happen somehow. Someone, please help me.
Yes, and thank you, Lord. And recently, we've been attacked by others, unfortunately. I mean, we've had members of the cult of the four persons that fall under the headship of John Banco, the internet bully, who just can't help himself. And so some of the things that they have really gone after, you know, I mean, they just, they just can't help themselves. Calling us everything that you can, you know, just try to defame our character. And that's all they're trying to do, because they just, that's what they do. When they can't win a debate or a point, they have to attack. That's the only way they know how to act. And so our response, my response to that, Jesus, help me fight back, but the way that you would have me fight back.
Thank you.
But just to give you, I'm over at the Cult of the Four Persons. Just to show you, does John Banco help imbecile Don Hartley? He's calling me an imbecile here. With the help of William Hensworth, that's what they got here. So they're calling me, and then here they're calling me the Kansas clown. You know, that's something that they are. They've done that twice already. They call me the Kansas clown twice here. And so I'm just showing that the Four Persons is trying to malign my character. And so they're giving me warnings. They're like Democrats in so many ways, in that they're basically wanting to accuse me of doing the very things that they did. And what they did was far worse. Yes, Lisa Marie, she's one of their singers on the Cult of the Four Persons. And I did, Richard Petty and Lisa Marie, I did reach out to both of them one time because I thought that if they want to be Catholic representatives in this field, they should be careful because who they follow and associate with, like in John Banco, that he would hurt their Catholic outreach. And so I sent them a concern of that because I know John Banco very well. And I've been attacked by John Banco many times. He sent perverted messages to my wife. And he did so much. He came on my website, and he was he was the one who was harassing and doing all these things. And so then I got into trying to reach out to some of these in the hope that integrity mattered. But if it doesn't matter, then okay, then let bygones be bygones. They go do what they're going to do. But whatever John Binkle does, he does in their name as an organization. And so if they don't mind what he does, if they support what he does, well, that's why I call it the Cult of the Four Persons. Because if they don't have enough integrity to stand up for what's right, then, I mean, to be honest, there's laws against going after those who are... I've had two strokes. And I'm trying to I'm trying to keep peace. And when I keep getting these attacks on their webpage and on their, unwarranted, and if I try to respond to those attacks, then, well, they don't like it. So I try to respond. And sometimes in responding as it happens, well, yeah. And not knowing them specifically, I just felt, in fact, in the case of Lisa Marie, she had a song that she sang on there that was supporting of veterans. And I reached back over there to her site and just thanked her for her support of veterans. And she came back laughing at me, thinking that I was stalking her and unbelievable. So it just, that's the character of the Cult of the Four Persons. I will no longer respond to their association. Some of them were my friends before they went the way of John Banco. And when I reached out to them, hoping that if they had integrity, they could, through their influence, encourage Banco to back off. but it just emboldened him even the more. And so that is the way it's been. And so it's been tough in that regard. So I try not to go over to the poor persons, but every time I do, I see more that they are doing. And so Jesus helped me fight back. And so I don't present this too much on deeper truth, because we try to keep ourselves clean from all this. But just to let you see, because what they're doing this in front of their audience. Now, yes, we are by far and away have much a larger audience. And we thank you out there in Deeper Truth Land for your support and continued listening to our articles and reading our articles and keeping us by far and ahead, way ahead of the dark forces of the poor persons. And my wife puts it this way, that when people are wanting to listen to these shows, whether it's here or there, they don't want to hear all this stuff, especially if they have hardened hearts or seeking solace. Don't feel like that. They don't want to hear all this stuff, hear all that they are throwing out. So I just pray that they clean themselves up. And I'm not going to get down into their level of this. But I do feel that it's important for us to pray. And so Jesus helped me fight back. And how do I fight back? Genuinely fight back. I should have. John Michael Talbot told me that in such matters, you should react in love. It's not the most important point to try to win a point, but the most important thing is to pray for those. And so this is the way that I'm going to respond to them personally, to Elvis.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. At the hour of our death, and thank once again for the miracle of your rosary.
Amen. Now, John Banco and the four persons, if you even want to think of yourself as a Catholic outreach, well, St. Vincent de Paul said, we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Now, do you think that by throwing names and lies and misrepresentations, such as calling me like the clown of Kansas, or an imbecile, and all these things, just simply because I'm responding to your lies, which are verifiable? Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't respond at all if you wouldn't make them. So, but we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. And so I've taken down those things which I have attempted to respond to defend myself. So I've taken them off of my webpage. But will the cult of the four persons have that kind of integrity? I don't believe so. So, but I will pray the rosary for them. And I encourage all of Deeper Truth Land to pray the rosary for those who stand against us and mock us. Remember, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And so, this with this, and our tomorrow, our sneak peek for tomorrow, our stand in the gap will be the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is a wonderful story. So be ready for tomorrow, as I shall return tomorrow in the stand in the gap and pray the rosary and go to Mass. And as Our Lady of Medjugorje says, pray, pray, pray. And we do pray. Thank you, Lord. As we close for this day, for today, this has been Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Rose, Philippine, Duchesne. And we'll close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And may the Lord's blessing shine upon all you out there. Amen. Good day.